Let us stand. Let the earth be silent before him. I'm going to ask Brother Richardson that he would come and lead us in prayer this morning.
Good morning, church. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day once again you have given us. And I ask that you be with each and every one of us as we continue to move forward and learn the laws and the ways of what you want us to be and do. I ask this in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Brother Jackson. You may be seated.
Just want to praise you.
Thank you, Brother Jackson. It's an honor to be here this morning among you, and I'm just so thankful this morning to see my friend, Pastor Lester Elmart, here with us this morning. Thank you for being here with us. Glad to see with us also Pastor Higgins. I'm just glad to see all of y'all here this morning. It makes Pastor Hard warm to see if other pastors come by and stop by to see about us. And I just want to say thank y'all for coming by and to be in our midst this morning. This morning we want to go to Matthew's, the 23rd chapter, verses 1 through 12. And this scripture today is about, I would like to use as a subject title or a text, the do's and the don'ts by Jesus. The do's and the don'ts by Jesus. And this scripture is 12 verses in this ericope here, that the do's and don'ts by Jesus. The first verse tells us, then Jesus spoke to the multitude and the disciples, saying, this is a warning. Now, this is a warning, what Jesus is saying here. Then Jesus spoke to them and to his disciples, saying, things to do and things not to do. This is very important that Jesus wanted those who was following him to understand this. This is a teaching moment by Jesus right here. What to do and what not to do. These are the do's and the don'ts. In verse 2, he talks about the scribes and the Pharisees sitting in the seat of Moses. Now, the teacher of the law and the Pharisees have the authority to tell you what the law of Moses says. All right, now, Jesus wanted them to know that they knew the law. They are the ones that have the letter and other law. They know the law. They have studied the law. And you can learn from them. In Matthew 23, he wanted us to know that the Messiah is referring to the Levitical priesthood as Moses' seat. This was correctly done by clearing the seat of Moses' seat. It's clear in Exodus, and it tells us that the Leviticus defined the priesthood and what it is. In Exodus, God explained that the system and how it is what? Structure. In Leviticus, God explained the rules that govern the system. The question is asked, then what did Jesus mean in Matthew 23:2? Let's take a look and see if we can gain some understanding what Jesus said. First, we need to realize what the seat was. You know, the seat was not a teaching seat, but it was a what? Judgment seat. Go to Exodus 18:16. And it might be true that the priests are taught from the seat, but primary purpose was to give rulings from that seat for a trial. Now, what Jesus is explaining to us, that the book of Leviticus and Exodus and the law, what it means, our country and foundation on earth was founded on that law and scripture. The Ark and Covenant had over 700 codes that dealt with the law. What we call today is our judiciary system. You know, you can go to certain seminaries and you can come out with a dual degree in divinity and in law. So God ordained the law. So, you know, even though that we have issues with it, it is ordained by who? God. So it's very important that we understand that. Even though we might not get the call that we want to get when we're standing before the judgment seat. Yeah. But in what is God's intent that man would be able to discern himself and to give a ruling on the law? A lot of times you'll get something from the court and you might not understand what it says. But when you go to court, the lawyers and all these people that are trained in the law, they will explain to you what the law says. And then you get a better understanding of what's going on. Our judiciary system comes directly from that. That's hard to believe, isn't it? But it does. You see, the Bible, even though they might have removed the Bible out of the schoolhouse and a whole lot of places, but they can't move it out of the what? Courthouse. Yeah. Because it comes from Leviticus. This is what God laid on Moses' heart in order to be able to what? Judge the people. You see, you have to get yourself out of the way if you want to be able to judge the people. Now, one of the things that in the Ten Commandments and these 700 codes that he's talking about, and throughout Israel history, the things that was going on in the priesthood, you know, from the common version of the doctrines and you know, all of the things that we look at today, sanctification, justification, and all of these things that Moses was trying to teach. Now we find Jesus.
Yes.
All throughout. And we look at this. And we want to know this morning, what did Jesus mean by this?
Yes.
In this Matthew 23:2. The scribes and Pharisees are the leaders of Israel. And they are up under the law. They are up under the Levitical law. The high priest and all of them sitting in Moses' seat. Here's Jesus. Jesus has told us time and again, so many times, that watch the Pharisees and watch the Sadducees and watch the scribes and watch them. And here we find Jesus in this verse here today telling us that we are to do what? What are we to do here? What is Jesus telling us? We are to respect the judgment given and to obey. We are to accept the judgment given by the same authority, even though Jesus respected their authority when they decided to crucify him, even though they were what? Wrong. We ought to respect this authority, what God has gone, as God has ordained. Today in our judiciary system, it's appointed. God, we are told to accept this authority, Romans 13:1-7. If you look at your research and you look at all the things that what are being set out to us, even though that sometimes we don't agree with what's going on, there are very few times that they are wrong. God gives a ruling for a whole country to work upon, and yeah, they're going to have issues. They're going to have things that are not going to work right. And then verse 3, therefore, whatever they tell you, this is the part we want to go to. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and do not do. Hear what Jesus is saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Follow the, be able to separate.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but be able to what? Separate. Because they have been ordained. The word of God has been ordained to be the truth. Now, the vessel that's carrying it sometimes is messed up. But God said, don't go being judges talking about, well, they can't tell me nothing. God is telling you to be able to tell the difference. And you can't tell the difference unless you know the word. See, and this is what God is saying. Jesus is giving advice. You should obey them. But do everything they tell you to do, but their lives are not good examples for you what? To follow.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is warning here to follow the Pharisees' word, but not their action. This is very important to Jesus to teach this to those that was following him. Because, you know, Jesus had denounced them and did all these things, but Jesus wanted to draw them back in to get the whole picture. You know, there are some things that they are telling you that you are supposed to follow. But now, don't get caught up in trying to act like them. See, Jesus has always made it clear. He didn't come to destroy the law, but he came to what? Fulfill it. Jesus is also saying, you can learn from them. You can learn from who? Anybody. But you got to be cautious what you pick up from them.
Come on.
Now, June 18, 2009, there was a lawyer over in southern Indiana. His name was Larry Wilder, a drunkard. He was in a trash can sleeping. They took his picture, sent it all across the world. Everybody talking about him, making fun of him. He was a city attorney. He resigned his job. But he ain't never looked back because he knew the law. Now, this Tina Powell or whatever this lady named with this cardinal breaking the cardinal rule, guess who she got? She got Larry Wilder because she knows, even though you may try to disgrace him, he knows what? The law.
Yeah.
You see, now you ain't got to act like it. You ain't got to get in the, you ain't got to get in the gutter, but he knows the law. Now, Jesus wants us to understand some of the things that we are looking at right now is that the do's and don'ts of Jesus. So verse 4. For they bind heavy burdens, are hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. He's talking about the teachers and the Pharisees. They make all of, you know, they come up with all kinds of stuff, but they don't live by it themselves. You have a lot of folks out here, all of these TV evangelists. They sit out here and they preach that word and they tell that word. God said, ain't nothing wrong with the word. But you got to know how much of that you take. It's just like medicine. Doctor gave you medicine. Medicine good, but you can't take the whole bottle. You gotta go with the prescription. Because that same medicine saves, but also that same medicine kills if you do it the wrong way. That's the same way with a whole lot of folks out here today. They got all that noise, but they ain't got nothing to follow. They can't back it up. I was telling church a little while ago, you know, I was in my Mustang. I was at a light. It was a guy in a Nissan or something. He pulled up beside me, and he was, vroom, vroom, vroom. You know, young men, you know, you always know what all that means. You know, I kind of caught him in the corner of my eye. I guess he thought I was going to give him the thumbs up, and we were going to pull off. Oh, man, he, vroom, 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 vroom. He's making all this noise, you know. And I just, I hit baby girl, and we just went up to here, you know. And I don't see him nowhere. And then I get up on the expressway, here he comes. Then a few days later, I'm watching the news, and they're talking about all these cars with all these chips, these computer chips that's in through their speaker system. They got the noise, but they ain't got no power. See, a lot of folks got the noise, but they ain't got what? No power. You got to be careful with that. A lot of folks out here talk a good game, but that's all it is. When it comes to action, there's nowhere to be found. And this is what Jesus wanted them to know. He said to them, you know, all right, they've got some good points about them, but you take heed and don't get caught doing what they're doing. They put heavy burdens on people. They tell you how to live your life. They tell you what you ought to do. They tell you what you can't do, but they don't live that way. That's reading so many people that we done lost at the church. Because that's when young folks come in the door and they see these drunkards, and excuse me, I'm not talking about them, but they done told you not to drink. They done told you not to do this. And here they sitting up in there and they telling everything that you want to do is wrong. So the church can say, well, you know what? I ain't going to be a part of that because I know they do it. You got to be real. You got to be real. If you take a nip, well, I guess you take a nip. But don't sit there and tell everybody everything they doing is wrong.
Amen.
And you do it. Because they won't believe you. They won't believe you. See, that's the reason that we're having problems with the church. Because we have made folks feel so uncomfortable. Feel like they're not a part of something. But everybody is a part of something. And we need to understand what God is saying to all of us. Stop, look, and listen. You know, we can't just tell folks everything is wrong. And then they look out there and they see you doing everything that you're big enough and bad enough to do. And then you hide. God is saying to them, these folks putting all these burdens on you, they can't live up to them. And then they expect you to live up to them. And then you looking at them. And you seeing that they are not doing what they say they are doing. You know, they're making strict rules. They're forcing, they're asking you. And then they want you to do all these things. But Jesus is saying to us today that they have some good in them.
Mm-hmm.
That they got to clean themselves up.
Well,
they got to clean themselves up. Not just like the church today.
Thank you.
People are dying in the street. Uh-huh. Dying at our church steps. Dying all around us. Folks coming in, killing folks.
Yeah.
In our church. People talking about packing guns in the church. If you teach this Bible, you wouldn't have to be worried about guns.
Well,
you wouldn't have to be worried about packing this and packing that.
That's right.
You see it in verse 5. But all of their works, they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries, borders enlarge in borders of their garments. They want everybody to see something. They want to look big. I was having a robe made. I haven't worn it yet. But I had a robe made a few years ago. And sometimes I wear a robe and sometimes I don't, you know. But I was having this robe made.
Uh-huh.
And the guy asked me, he said, "Pastor, do you want us to put pastor down the sleeve?" So I know who I am. And I understand that maybe you're a young man, just got started, something like that. That's fine. I can understand. I don't knock anybody. But I know who I am.
Amen.
You know, I don't have to walk around. You know, he's telling you, you know, it's good to carry a Bible. It's all right. But don't walk around with a Bible big as a briefcase.
Amen.
People know who you are.
Amen.
Jesus wanted them to understand. Don't put on the show. People will recognize you. Only way you try to be recognized because they don't know. Pretty much, a pastor knows and preacher knows when another preacher shows up. Whether or not he's having or whether or not he's dead. So you don't, unless you're trying to imitate somebody.
Come on.
Jesus said when you go to marketplace, you know, don't get all caught up in this. You got your scripture box. He's talking about this scripture box here, you know. And he's talking about it. You know, he's talking about, you know, this telephila. You know, and it means that it's plural and it's part of a thing that they used to carry around their neck and they have scriptures worn, you know, written in there so they could remember the word, which is good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you're trying to just make it so other folks can see you, shame, shame, shame. People walk around big crosses, man. I mean, almost big as the one Jesus would put on. Jesus ain't no need of that. Keep it real. You know, and this is what he's trying to say. If you know the Word of God, don't worry about it. You study the Word of God. People around you, script, every time you look up, they quoting scriptures. That's good they know the Word. But are you living by the Word?
Come on.
You know it, but are you living by it?
Amen.
We all sinners, what? Saved by grace.
Yeah.
We all got to pray. Every day we got to pray. I got to pray. Some things you don't even see. Some things you don't even know around you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we know about the one that's drinking and doing this and that and the other, what we call. But it's more than them.
Right.
And as far as how much you drink, really, what is the sin about that?
Right.
It's just like anything else. If anything you don't do in moderation, you're going to have problems. Everybody can't drink. If you can't, you ain't got no business drinking. Oh, man, is Seymour saying all this? Yes, I am. I'm keeping it real, y'all. Because when that's what happens, when people, you know, I see people dodging and peeping. I ain't dodging from nobody. If you see me, you speak to me. Because if I got to dodge, then I know it's wrong. God is saying to us the do's and the don'ts. They love the best places at the feast.
Mm-hmm.
They sit high. They go to the first seat. They are, you're talking about privileged characters. They just walk up there because they know they are what? That's their thief.
Yes,
man.
But Jesus saying, be careful what you do out here. Being loved to have places of honor at banquets, most important seat in the synagogue. They are headliners. They want you to know who they are. They always want to be seen.
Yes.
They think highly of themselves and they should. They got to be number one. You know, and I know a lot of y'all U of L fans ain't going to like this, but I got to say it anyway. I was at the barbershop yesterday, and you know, I can't get my hair cut. They're just talking about the woman that did all this stuff. Oh, they ought to hang. Oh, they ought to do this. Oh, they ought to do that. And I'm thinking, she ain't by herself. They're not talking about the court ought to do this. They're going to put in jail. They're going to put in the pen. Y'all know I got to say this about y'all, coach. Rick sitting up there talking about if he hears that, if he was in Minotti Hall, he would be very hurt. Please, give me a break. You standing at a restaurant where people eat, and you doing whatever you want to do on a table. And you talking about you want to be hurt. Give me a break. I can't even believe you had that much nerve to say that. And we're supposed to listen to you? We're supposed to hear from you? Only thing I'm saying, don't y'all play like y'all are so holy and your cloth is dirty. That's what the word is talking about. You're there playing like they so clean and all of this. And you're there is not the only one. There's a whole lot of others out there. That woman didn't make all this up. Some of it's true. I don't know what part is because I wasn't there. When you go down the street here and you see all them signs says what? Support Rick Pitino on our clubs down here. And I don't mean our clubs, but they're in the neighborhood reading, I'm saying ours. So don't y'all get it twisted here. But anyway, they love being greeted at the marketplace. That's verse 7. The call by me and rabbi. They love for people to show respect to them in the marketplace and call them teachers. And Jesus said, they love the recognition. They love men to sing their praises. You know, a few years ago, there was a preacher down there in Atlanta, and I'm not just talking about preachers, but he was that mega church pastor, got caught in some stuff. And they raised him up in the church, all calling his name. They just forgot about Jesus' name. They're just raising him up. They're just raising him up. See, that's what happens when you allow people. He should have been falling down on the altar, praying before God.
Yes.
Instead of that, the people raised him up. You all right, pastor? It's okay.
We
all right with it. You just got caught. We just got to clean that up. See, that's what Jesus saying. He's saying, you know, you gotta make sure you're right. Don't let people going around there worshiping you and calling your name louder than they calling Jesus' name.
Come on.
And people think that they calling you the celebrity and you all of that in the church. They don't have pulpits no more. No, they don't have them no more. They got lights flashing, running stages, running down the aisles, man, and this all just lights just falling, motion lights, just shoo, shoo, shoo. Oh, yeah, some of these big mega churches. You got to be there. They flip the lights out. My goodness, you don't know where you're at anymore. You know, I got to go back to that sermon I preached years ago. I got to go back and look at it again when Joshua's son went into the church, and they came with some strange smoke.
Yeah.
And the Lord took them. Boom! It was fire. You better leave that strange fire alone.
Yes.
See, we too busy to want to be like Hollywood.
Right.
And we done forgot what Jesus is. Okay, come on, y'all. I'm getting ready to wrap it up here now. But you do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ. And you all brothers. You got to treat everybody as sisters and brothers. I might stand up here today to teach, and I might stand up here to preach, but I am no better than either one of you that's sitting out there.
Come on.
God just gave me a different job. And don't let people make you think you better than they are.
Come on.
Get off of that. When you believe you are the same, there's no impartiality among God's people. That's the reason we are what? Christians. Only God can make the distinction. Jesus was teaching his disciples and the multitude, don't get trapped in this worshiping of men.
Yes.
We all are important when it comes to God. We are nothing special. We allow his son to die for us. Jesus, God thought enough for us to let his son die for us. None of us can stand before him without his son standing in between us. None of us. I don't care how holy you are, care how big your church is, I don't care what you got on the payroll, don't mean a thing. Ooh-wee. You think people don't hate that? They don't even want me saying this. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he is who is in heaven. Okay. Now, I know that they got the calendar saying it's Saints Day, or whatever it is, all right? And somebody already done said that to me today. But it's all right. I just want you to know, ain't nobody a saint unless God say he's a saint.
Amen.
You know, all this pulling up. See, one of the things we do in our churches, you know, even though it might say St. James, St. Mark, you've never heard me use that word, saint. Mm-hmm. Only God can recognize who is a saint. Don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in that.
Ah.
People out there telling you they can forgive your sins. Y'all know I don't want to go there, but I got to.
Come on.
You running up there, you done did everything you think is bad to do, you run before.
Father, I can't see it. You better get yourself together. You better talk to God.
Yeah.
Biggest scammer they had around here, all these folks they've been calling Father. Oh Lord, let me get away from that. You don't ask them and they ain't out there messing with your babies. And they telling you that they forgive them. Y'all know I'm going to get thrown out of town with that. But I'm telling you, you better go to God. People running telling you your sin's been forgiven. They better be praying themselves.
Amen.
I just wanted to say, I don't mean to be mean-spirited because I love the Lord. But I just want to make sure that people understand. Don't get caught up in worshiping people. Because this is what God is saying. This is what Jesus said. Ain't nobody can forgive sin except Jesus. Because he's the only one that died for your sins. That's the only somebody. You done went out here and robbed a bank, did everything in the world, everything you think of nothing bad to do, and somebody tell you you forgive it. You better go to Jesus. You better go to Jesus. See, the day Jesus was crucified on the cross, when Jesus was on the cross and the veil in the temple split from top to bottom, God made it possible for all of us to go to him. No, we don't have to have an emissary. We don't have to have anyone that we have to go in between to go to him. Wherever you are, you can drop on your knees and you can ask the Lord to forgive you. Wherever you are, you can ask God to forgive you of your sins. Wherever you are, you can tell God your problems. Men can't forgive you. Only God can forgive you.
Amen.
Now, I can speak for you. I can go to God for you. But I can't tell you that the sin has been forgiven. I can go and argue your case before God. But I can't forgive your sin. The final thing is left up to who? God.
Yeah.
That's what I came to tell you this morning. So don't get caught up in calling folks master, father, and all of that. We are the children of God, and we ought to be treated as a family. And when you as a family, that's your sister, that's your brother, you're not bigger than them, they're not bigger than you.
Amen.
That's what the Bible's saying. You all are sisters and brothers in what? In Christ.
Yes.
Nobody bigger than the other one. Some might have different jobs than others, but nobody is bigger than the other one in the household of faith.
Amen.
No one else should, you know, God carried a title, verse 11. But he who is great among you shall be your servant. You should serve each other. Never think you're better than the other person. Things to remember, God holds it all in his hand. Just with the blink, God can change your place in the world. Think about it. Just think how powerful you are. Just think how powerful you think you are. Just with a blink, God can move you. Remember, God determined who you are and what you can be. Sister Seymour had me laughing last night. She was talking to somebody and they got out of line talking about Section 8. Sister Seymour told them they just didn't know how close they was to Section 8. How quick it can be.
That's right.
Don't put your on your back and think you better than somebody else. You'd be surprised at the homeless people you meet out here in the street. Who they was and what they did. You got to know your doctors. Walked off. And don't even know where they are. Family members don't even know where they are. And they had everything. If a young lady comes here on Tuesday night, she left everything she had. She's got all them nicknames in the city. Plenty of money, plenty of power, cars, everything. She left it for Jesus. The husband didn't like it. She loved Jesus. She walked off from it. So don't get all caught up in what you got and what you think you got. Because you could have been born just like anybody else. Look at all these people, 2008, that lost everything they had. And Jesus wants us to know. He wants us to know in verse 12. Whoever exalts himself will be humble. And he who humble himself will be exalted. Remember the old saying, be careful how you climb that ladder. Be careful how you're stepping on somebody's head. Because those same people you're going to see when you come back down. See, the world loves you. They'll take everything out of you and then they'll kick you to the curb.
Amen.
Don't you ever think they won't. You see, you got to be worried how you treat people.
Yeah.
I think about Stan Curtis. Very good man. I found Harvest, Kentucky Harvest, and all of these foundations. Got caught up in the world. And I'm not judging. Had to go to prison in his old age. Got caught up in recognition. Got caught up in all of that. See, a lot of folks like that. They got caught up. They get caught up in what y'all think about them. They get caught up that I got to live a certain way. I got to drive a certain car. I got to wear a certain suit. I got to do all of this because so you can love me. I got to live in a big house. I got to live in a 60,000 square foot house so you'll recognize that I have arrived. I haven't arrived until I get to that golden gate. The Lord said, come on in, Seymour. That's when I have arrived. This stuff here with man don't mean nothing.
Amen.
They'll turn on you in a heartbeat. Don't you ever think they won't. And this is what Jesus wanted the multitude to understand. This is what he's teaching to the Pharisees. This is what he's teaching to the disciples. You know, be careful who you worship it. Be careful who you praise it. Be careful for all of that. Because they're coming to harm you. They will harm you and they will hurt you.
Yeah.
But I want you to tell you that there's some things they do is okay. You take the good and you separate. Don't follow the works. That's what God is saying. Don't get so big yourself. In other words, you, Seymour. Don't you get so big that they can't tell you nothing. But take the good out of the man. The things that Jesus did. That's what he wanted me to tell you this morning. That's our message this morning. What God wants us to do. Jesus is always about teaching. And that's what we got to do is teach. Train. Tell our folks. I'm sick of meetings. I've been to so many meetings this week I could scream. but it's time for action. It's time for folks to get their feet on the ground. People killing one another. Children killing one another. You know why? Because they just all up in the church.
Come on, man.
You left your children at home.
Come on.
But you got your praise on.
Amen.
I ain't got time. I ain't got time to watch baby up and go and get shoes. I got to get ready. You walk off and leave him there with SpongeBob.
Well,
and everybody else watching.
Come on.
I'm so glad he can turn that TV on, get them cereals. I don't know what to do. You done left him at home and the TV raising him. And then when the TV gets through, then the world finishes.
Well.
That's the reason that our young men are dying. That's the reason men are missing. That's the reason. Because if they're not in jail, they're in the graveyard.
Well.
And then all they want to do is meet. All they want to do is have counsel. All they want to, somebody better get on the street.
Yeah.
Somebody better get on the street and get out of the way behind these walls.
Well.
It's safe in here. You don't have to worry about it. You come here on Sunday, shout, go home. Everything's all right. I done did my part. You wait for another message. Message was preached. Did you do anything with it?
Well.
Did you think about it Wednesday? Did you think about it Tuesday? Or was it just something to be said and something to be heard and everybody Facebooking it and everybody posting it and everybody said, oh, he really did it this morning.
Mm.
But what are you going to do with it?
Amen.
That's what God is saying. The world will not go in vain. May God bless you. May God keep you. Door of the church is open. We do that, and we know that y'all are here, and you already got your church home, but we just do it. We don't know who's coming out of the street. Might just run it up in here and holler, what must I do to be saved? Oh, my God.
Oh! Upon this new Lord,